and
Well, how did East Fork get there?
Well, and let me tell you how the county got there. There was two New Yorkers came down, Mr. Dodge and then a Mr. Eastman. And so Mr. Dodge was very generous. He built Eastman's first courthouse. I wish I had the paper. Well, it wouldn't be interesting to you, but I have the old Centennial paper with all those old pictures, you know, the first courthouse. Mr. Dodge had built the first courthouse at Eastman had.
Is that the one that's here now?
Yeah.
Is that the courthouse that's here now?
Oh, no. This is about the third one. One got burned. This is the third one. The second one was burned. It was a nice courthouse. First one was a two-story, a wooden structure. And I can imagine he had it made out of his lumber that he bought, you know, because they put up mills, you see. And that was a big thing back then. And then Mr. Eastman I don't know whether they came at the same time, Mr. Dodge and Mr. Eastman, but anyway, Mr. Eastman moved to Eastman. And his old home place is still standing and occupied. And he also, you know, bought up large tracts of timberland and had mills, you know, and things like that. And he was very generous with the town of Eastman. I mean, the town of Eastman was named for the old man Eastman, you know.
That is interesting.
I think I told you I had some of the pieces of furniture from the old house, you see. When Mr. Eastman, his daughter lived with him in Eastman. And after her father died, she went back to New York. I've heard quite a bit of her since then, in recent years, and I was interested in it. And so she, my father was looked after her business, you know. And that was why we came into possession of a number of the piano. I learned to play piano, and was the old Eastman piano. Big old thing, you know, it would have taken a space like that, and it wasn't the baby grand, you know, it was what they call the square.
Well, who taught you to play piano?
Well, I had several teachers. I took at school, in the Eastman school.
Oh, they had it in school?
They had music back when I was young. I started real young, about 8 years old. And I took on till I graduated from high school, and then I went to a conservatory and studied a year.
Yes,
ma'am. And then when I married from Ryan, and we've been right here. I'm still right in the same place.
Well, you've been at Ryan's for a long time now.
Since 1911.
Well, how have you seen Ryan change since you've been here?
Well, Ryan, in my estimation, has changed very little. Did you say change?
Yes, ma'am.
Very little until the last couple of years, I say. Ryan, when I came here, was a very small place, and but they were all pretty substantial, nice families, don't you know? Just